Matt Rhodes here for North Derbyshire Radio Sport, and I'm joined by Ross Whiteley of Derbyshire Falcons. Ross, a fantastic win for Derbyshire. It's another win over Yorkshire at Queen's Park in the T20 Blast. That was the perfect day today.
It was, yeah. You know, to do something like that in front of this sort of crowd, this game's a really big game for the club, and you know, to play a game like that against Yorkshire, the team that they had out, is really special.
When Yorkshire's innings finished, what was the feelings when they managed to reach 200? Because they got quite a few off the last three overs, but how confident were you that at this Queen's Park pitch, you could definitely chase this down?
Yeah, I think our bowlers did really well to keep them down to that. Obviously, they got away towards the end a little bit, but you know, it's a smallish ground, and we know that tens are very much chaseable on a small ground. I think we were pretty confident going in. If we got to a good start, obviously, like we did in the end, you know, it would be gettable.
What was it like watching the opening few overs there from Derbyshire's innings? Because I think I'm right in saying after three overs, Derbyshire was 60 without loss, so going at 20 runs and over. You must have been loving it out there.
Yeah, obviously, it's great to watch from the changing rooms. I've been asked this before, how you like, you know, coming in when guys get you off to a good start. And I say sometimes it makes me a little bit nervous that they're hitting the ball so well and they're making it look so easy. And it's not always as easy as they make it look when you get out there. But no, a fantastic start. You know, an innings like that from an iron was awesome. We all know he can do that, and to do it today after a tough game last night when we lost, we needed to bounce back, and he really showed his class there.
I get the sense that the team were really chomping at the bit to just get out there and get in a great performance after the defeat to Lancashire yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Chesterfield's been a bit of a fortress for us over the last couple of years. I think it's nine wins in nine against the Yorkshire.
Eight or nine, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, we're confident playing here. We sort of know our brand of cricket that we need to play, and we were desperate to get back and show, you know, that we're a good cricket team. We've had a tough T20 campaign so far, and we know on our day we can beat anyone.
I know the T20 Blast overall hasn't quite gone to plan, but is there a sense now that with the remainder of matches left, you know, it's up to you guys to say, look, we're better than this. We can actually string quite a few wins together and still finish on a high.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we're professional sportsmen. We want to win every game we can. We know sometimes that's not always the case, but we're playing for pride now. You know, we can push as many teams as we can and get as many wins on the board. It's just going to stand us in good stead for going into the white ball competition, 50 overs, but also for next year. And you know, we obviously want to try and win every game.
And just finally, what is it like playing at Queen's Park, especially for a very attacking batter like yourself? This pitch must be a dream.
It is. I grew up playing here as a youngster, so I know Queen's Park very well. So it's nice to come back in front of a huge crowd here today, you know, and put performance on. And yeah, it's great playing in front of crowds like this. We all, you know, every professional cricketer wants to do that, play in front of full crowds. And it was a great day all round for the club.
Okay, now we've got about 20 kids, it seems, that wanted to sign your autograph. So we'll let you get on with that. Congratulations on the performance and the win.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.